This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechet Shabbos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Bameh Madlikin, Uvameh Ein Madlikin. What kinds of wicks and fuels are acceptable for use in Shabbos candles, and what kinds are forbidden, since they do not burn well, he might come to tilt them to improve their light. Ein madlikin lo belechesh. One may not light wicks made from the fibers beneath cedar bark. Velo bechogsen, nor unprocessed flax. Velo vecholoch, nor waste products of silk. Velo bepsilas ho'idon, nor with the fibers inside willows. Velo bepsilas hamidbar, nor with wild desert grass. Velo b'yeroika shal p'nei hamoyim, nor with moss that grows on boats. Lo b'zefes, one may not use for fuel tar. Velo b'shava, nor wax. This refers to using melted wax in a lantern. Our wax candles with wax wrapped around the wick are permitted. Velo b'shem and kik, one may not use for fuel cottonseed oil. Velo b'shem and sreifa, and not with tamei teruma oil. Velo ba'alya, nor with the fat from a sheep's tail. Velo b'chelev, nor with chelev fat. Nachum hamadi oimer madlikin b'chelev mevushel. Nachum hamadi permitted using melted fat since it burns well. V'chachamim oimer echad mevushel v'echad sheinu mevushel. Ain't madlikin by the Chachamim forbade even melted fat as a precaution against congealed fat, and that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, ain't madlikin b'shemen sreifa biyantiv. Lighting Shabbos candles with tamei truma oil is forbidden only when yantiv occurs on erev Shabbos, since one may not burn tamei truma on yontiv. Reb Yishmael Oimer, ein madlikin be'itron mibnei kovid Shabbos. Reb Yishmael said that tar burns well and would have been permitted, except that it has a bad smell and is not fit for the honor of Shabbos. V'chachomim matirin b'chol hashmonim. The Chachomim permit all other oils. B'shemen shumshemin, including sesame oil. B'shemen egoizim, nut oil. B'shemen snoinois, radish seed oil. B'shemen dugim, fish oil. B'shemen pakuois, wild pumpkin seed oil. B'itron, tar, uvenaif, and with petroleum. Reb Tarfon Oimer, ein madlikin el b'shemen zayis bavod. Reb Tarfon says that only olive oil may be used, and that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, kol hayetze min ha'et ein madlikin by el pishtan. Flax is the only wood product that may be used for a wick. V'chol hayetze min ha'et einay mitame tumas oiholim el pishtan. It is also the only wood product that receives tuma as an oil hames. Wood products become tame when they are under a roof together with a dead body, but flax is the only wood product for which the roof itself also becomes tame. Psilas habeged shekiplo velo hivhava. If a small scrap of cloth is folded into a wick but has not yet been singed, Reb Eliezer Oimer Temeya v'ein madlikin ba. Reb Eliezer says it is still susceptible to tuma, and one may not light for Shabbos candles when erev Shabbos occurs on yontiv. Reb Akiva Oimer Tahira u'madlikin ba. Reb Akiva said it is not susceptible to tuma, and one may light it, and that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, Lo Yikayv Odom Shveifer Shalbeya, one may not punch a hole in an egg, V'yamalenu Shemen, then fill it with oil, V'yitnenu al pihaner b'shvil shetehe mantefes, and then to go set it before Shabbos to drip into the candle to extend the life of the flame, since he might come to use the oil and thus cut short the life of the flame, which is considered like extinguishing. Afilu hishal cheres, even if it is an egg-shaped piece of clay, which become disgusting inside of it, and he is unlikely to use the oil. For Reb Yehuda Matir, Reb Yehuda permits it, Aval im chibro hayotze mitchila, if the clay egg is attached to the candle, mutter mibnei shehu kli echad. Even the Chachamim permit it, since a person will realize that it is part of the candle and will not come to take out the oil. Lo yimale adam ka'ara shel shemen, for the same reason one may not fill a dish with oil, v'yitnenu b'tzad haner, and put it beside the candle, v'yitain roish ha'pesila b'soicho, with a wick running from one to the other, b'shvil shtehe sheyeves, for the candle to draw the extra oil. For Reb Yehuda Matir, here too Reb Yehuda permits it, and that's the end of Mishnah Dalad. Masechtas Shabbos, Perik Beis, Mishnah Hey, Hamechabe es haner, mipnei shu misyayrei, mipnei hagoyim. If a person extinguishes a candle because he is scared of idolaters who forbade candlelight outside of their temples, mipnei listim, or from fear of bandits, mipnei ruach ra, or because he is dangerously depressed and wants to sit in the dark, ve'im b'shvil ha'chayla sheyishan, or to allow a sick person to sleep, pater, he is exempt from punishment. In all these cases, they are actually permitted, since they are all matters of pikuach nefesh. Kechos al haner, if he is just trying to stop the lamp from getting burnt. Kechos al hashemen, or to conserve the oil. Kechos al hapsila, or to conserve the wick. Chayov, he is liable, since he violated a Torah prohibition of Mechaba, which is called extinguishing. Reb Yosi Poiter Bekulon. Reb Yosi argues that it is not a Torah prohibition if he intended to prevent loss, since this is a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufay. Chutz Min HaPesila Mimnei Shehu Oiso Pechom. He is liable only if he intended to create something beneficial, such as extinguishing the wick in order to create a coal. And that is the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Beis Mishnah Vav, Al Sholoi Shaveirois, Noshim Meisais B'Shas Lidosan. There are three sins for which women die during childbirth. Al She'enan Zihirois Banido, for failing to be careful in the laws of Nido. Uvachalo, separating chala, uvahadlokas haner, and lighting candles. That is the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechta Shabbos, Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Shloisha dvorim tzorich odom loymar b'toich beisai, erev Shabbos im chashecha. Shortly before Shabbos, when there's still time to do it, but not enough time to push it off later, a man must ask his family the following three things. Isartem, did they separate tithes from the Shabbos food? Eravtem, did they make an Eruv? Hadliku eshaner, he must remind them to light candles. Safik chashecha, safik ein chashecha, between sunset, which is skio, and the appearance of the stars, it is uncertain whether Shabbos has yet begun. This period is called Bein Hashmoshos. Ein ma'asrin es havadai. During this time, it is forbidden to tithe foods which were definitely not tithed. Ve'ein matbilin es hakelim. It is forbidden to immerse utensils in a mikvah. Ve'ein madlikin es haneiros. It is forbidden to light candles. Ava ma'asrin es hademai. But one may tithe demai. Uma arvin. One may set an Erev Chatzeros to allow carrying, v'taymnin es hachamin, and he may insulate foods to keep them hot for Shabbos. That is the end of Mishnah Zayin.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.